can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Down here in Central Florida, I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is June 27th, 2021. It's been a full week of news, sound bites, and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which we would label fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight. Share what you have learned. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'm going to start the show off with a little perspective here and then get into the news today. Got a lot of good stuff to talk about today. My life. In the beginning, as a child, I like to help people. Not sure where you learn that. I don't know if it's innate. It's just something, it's your personality that you come down with. I don't know. Maybe I learned it from family. Maybe I learned it from friends. I don't know. But that's pretty much my personality. I've always been that way, wanting to help people. And that I never went to church, per se. I started to go to church just a smidgen. Age 17, only reason I went to church was the girl that I was dating. Her father said I could only go. I could only see her on a Sunday if I went to church. I wanted to see her on Sunday. I was in love. At least I thought I was. I wasn't really. But the point is, I went to church to see her, and I did learn something. I listened, and I learned a little bit here. But I also realized that when I'm sitting there on that hard wooden bench, geez, that bench is hard. I think they make that hard for a reason, so you don't fall asleep. But I still fell asleep once in a while. My eyes would bat. I worked in a late-night job. So I realized it was based on faith and not fact. If it was based on fact, they would call it fact and not faith. But I, through my life, through my early years, my teen years, and my 20s, 30s, and to this day, I've always felt I'm on a mission to help people. I decided to go into medicine. Was not about money. I did pick a field that was going to do well, I think. It has some drawbacks. You're working in an industry that is mainly dominated by women. That could be good and that could be bad. But we won't go there right now. But the point was that I wanted to help people. I wanted to do something. I wanted to give something back. And I decided early on in my career, in my last year of school at IU, that I decided I wanted to focus on critical care medicine. It just seemed right for me. I like the technology. I like putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And I thought that might be my best fit, working in critical care emergency situations here. And I actually got a taste of it. Like I talked before, I had a taste of it. when I was in the military, went part-time to school to at the university there, and took an EMT course, took the boards, passed, rode with an ambulance service for a good year and a half, I guess, before I got out of the military and then moved back to Indiana. But I got a taste of the medicine part of it. It seemed interesting. I could have gone on a little further with the EMT, been in, a paramedic maybe later on, or advanced EMT leading up to a paramedic. But I thought, nah, I don't really want to ride around an ambulance and go to crime scenes and this and that. I really don't want to do that. It was all right for a while. It was a good experience, but that's not what I wanted to do. I thought there'd be more opportunity working in a hospital setting. So that's what I did. I haven't changed one bit. I'm still the person that I was then. I still want to help people. That's my primary purpose. That's my goal. I want to say that when I stand before our Heavenly Father, I want to be judged on what I contributed, gave back to mankind. I think we all feel that way, but we all don't live that kind of lifestyle. And so that's what I want to do. I want to help. That's why I'm doing this right now, what I'm doing right now, taking time out of my week to prepare for a show and to take my Sunday here. And today was a busy Sunday, and I'm tired. I'm very tired. But I'm still going to be here, and I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to talk about the issues that we need to talk about. Well, what actually happened last couple of days, we got the rainy season coming on now, and in between working out there on the property and coming back in once in a while and during the rain part, there's a good 2 hours we had some serious, serious torrential rain, kind of a Operation Popeye kind of rain here, torrential rains. And I came and set my computer, read a few articles, and I thought I'll just wait this out and I'll go back out and do some more work. And I don't know how I found this website. I like to cook. I have a lot of passions. Passion for medicine. I have a passion for cooking. I love to cook. I love to make wine. I love to make beer. I love to work with my hands in woodworking. I like to invent. My brain just works that way. So I sat down, and I don't know where the link came to me or whatever. I clicked on this link, a cooking website, recipes, and I'm thinking about, well, I got some downtime tonight. I'm gonna make some nice meal. I'm going to make something nice. And I came across a website. It's called dinneratthezoo.com, dinneratthezoo.com. And I thought, what the heck? So I click on it, and it's a great website. It's my new go-to website if I ever want any ideas to pick up an idea for a recipe or tweak it. I like to tweak things, make it my own, change this and that. I'm pretty good about spices, so it's a good website. And it's got a picture of the young lady who put the website together. She's got a degree in photography and culinary science. Her name's Laura. I don't remember the last name. Has a picture of her. And if you click on the little icon there, it says My Story. It tells you a little about her story, how she got involved in this website, culinary sciences, her passion for food, her family, how important her family is. And it was just a cool website. I went through these recipes, and then when I clicked on My Story, it took me from page to page, and then the final page is the kicker, the one that just kind of melted my heart, which reminded me why I'm doing this right now for my grandchildren, for my daughter, for my grandchildren. There was a picture on the third page, I think it was, of her little girls. Getting choked up already. Three little girls, beautiful little girls, all hugging each other, smiles. And it's one of those situations that melts your heart. And you thought, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's not for me. It's doing it for the children. It's doing it for my friend out there, Sean. He's probably listening tonight. It's for his kids too. The innocence, the eyes, these children's smiles, the innocence, there's nothing more innocent than a child. And that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm doing here today. So, visit the website. It's a good website. Dinneratthezoo.com. I think you'll enjoy it. Find yourself a couple good recipes there. And get in the kitchen and do your stuff. All right, let's talk about some things here. Over the weekend also, wife and I were driving around. Can't let this stuff go. Can't let this stuff go about COVID. And I'm always trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. I like that. I like that. And we were both kicking stuff around. Wife's got a background in ICU also. She's in ICU, God, I think 27, 30 years, something like that, before she went into management. And so we're kicking things around. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about H2 receptors. We're talking about spike proteins. And we're just driving around town. And I'm thinking, what about this? What about this? And there's an article I read the other day. And I showed it to her. And we sat down and we read it. It's called Spike Proteins Are the Killer. Beware of the Messenger RNA Vaccine by Peter Going. It's on LouRockwell.com. And it's June 25th, 2021 article. It's a great article. As a matter of fact, I will, if it's not, I don't think it's on there, I will send it over to Sam a little later here, and we'll have this posted. But I'm thinking about what's going on here with the things we're seeing in a hospital here. We're seeing coagulopathy problems, clotting issue problems, microemboli problems, cutting down and decreasing circulation, blood flow, which is shutting down organs. We're seeing myocarditis, or pericarditis, inflammation around the heart or the heart muscle itself. Seeing a lot of things. Moderna and Pfizer are getting their butt kicked right now. And that's too bad that we can't get this information out on the mainstream media. They don't want to talk about it. Of course, if they talk about it, it's going to shut the program down. And they don't want that to happen. I understand there's a whistleblower from the CDC that said at least or excessive of 50,000 people have died from the COVID non-vaccine experimental gene therapy treatments. That's probably an understatement, an underestimate of death, I would assume. But we're driving around. We're trying to figure this out. Trying to figure this out. The spike proteins, the killer, the CDC whistleblower, 50,000 more dead. And then I start to realize, ACE2, it's found in the lungs, found in kidneys, it's found in the intestines, it's found in the testes, the ovaries, the gallbladder, and the heart. And we start talking about the ventilators. Remember early on in the disease process here, they showed you on TV the ventilator. Oh my God, this is terrible, the ventilator. And so that was the horrific part of this whole thing, to get the fear factor going, because they knew on down the line they were going to roll out a vaccine. They knew this. This has been pre-planned way long ago, but they have to get the fear level up high first. And what's better than a visual picture of a person with a tube hanging out their mouth on a machine that's breathing for them? Pretty dang scary stuff, huh? Well, it's not really for me. That's my life. That's what we do. They're actually a very good tool. If they're well managed, a ventilator is a great thing. Buys you some time, allows your lungs to heal. We fix a couple problems. We take you off the vent after some trials. When you pass CPAP trials, everything's fine. You take you off the vent. You're back to kind of back to normal again. We get to transfer you outside the ICU to a step down unit. But that picture in your mind of seeing a person that's out of it, they paralyze you, sedate you and paralyze you usually on a ventilator, and your wrists may be tied down, your hands are tied down, unless you're paralyzed, then they don't do that. But it's a scary picture to look at, and of course that's the intention of the whole thing, is showing you a picture of a person on a ventilator. Like I said, rolling out that vaccine was in their mind, coming a little later. First, we got to get that level up high enough to where you react and respond without thinking. And that's exactly what they did. So we're talking about the ventilators. It appears that every time they put somebody on a ventilator, it was a bad outcome. They died. Well, I'm thinking, why? Why is that? Well, it's because there's ACE2 receptors on the lungs, the pulmonary side. So these spike proteins are basically knocking on the door. On the ACE, they're mimicking ACE2 receptors, and what they end up doing, there's one of two things that they're actually doing. They're either interrupting or changing the blood viscosity by allowing the platelets to clump together to make microemboli, and basically what your circulation is doing then is throwing around microemboli, small little clots all over through the body, and of course microemboli. A big clot to the lung is called a pulmonary embolus. Microemboli will slow the blood down enough to impede gas exchange. What happens then is, this is the interesting part, the little air sacs in your lungs called the alveoli, is basically they're being attacked by the spike proteins. And what happens is that they're shutting down blood flow to the alveoli, the lungs, and they're collapsing the alveoli. The little air sacs are collapsing. So when the little air sacs in the lungs are collapsing, guess what? They can't grab onto oxygen that's coming in from the blood. They can't grab the oxygen to distribute it through the body, through the cardiac cycle. They can't do it. So the air sacs, they're like clusters of grapes. They collapse. And when they collapse, they don't reinflate. They're very hard to reinflate. They kind of collapse, they stick together, and they can't reinflate those. So you get the pulmonologist, he's looking at this case. He doesn't know what's going on yet. He's still trying to figure out this whole thing of COVID. I don't know it yet. I'm trying to figure it out. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of systems that are being involved here. They're shutting down. And what you're getting to a situation of multi-system organ failure kind of situation here. So what's happening on the ventilator is that the alveoli, the little air sacs, are collapsing. So your oxygen concentration is going down. That little probe they put on into your finger there to read your oxygen, well, your oxygen is going down. So the pulmonologist looks at the situation. My oxygen is going down. What am I going to do? Well, let's increase the FiO2. Let's increase the oxygen concentration on the ventilator, and we'll see if we can get the alveoli to grab on to the oxygen here. So they also have a little thing called PEEP pressure. Positive and expiratory pressure. It's a little force behind to pop open those airways. And you got to be very careful with this. Too high a PEEP pressure, you can blow a lung out. And then, of course, what happens then? You put a chest tube to reinflate the lung. But we didn't see too much of that. There wasn't a whole lot of blown lungs here, but I thought initially that's probably what was going to happen. They're not getting the oxygen concentration. That's a bad, bad thing. So let's increase the PEEP pressure. And we go too high, and we blow a lung out, put a chest tube in, reinflate the lung, but we've lost some time now. But the collapsing of the alveoli, the little air sacs in the lung, was your big problem. Spike proteins mimicking the ACE2 receptors, basically getting inside there, and the spike proteins shutting down and collapsing the clusters of grapes air sacs. So there's no winning this situation here. You're looking at a very dismal, dismal situation here. I can't reinflate the alveoli, the air sacs. How am I going to get oxygenation if my air sacs are closing down, shutting down? You can't. You're looking at death. So this is what was going on. So this article here, I'm going to highlight a couple of things on this article. I think we're coming to a break here in a second. I'll highlight a couple of things on this article here that were very, very interesting. And I'm going to eat a little crow, maybe just a little bit of crow, just a wing or so. On something I talked about with the magnet sticking to the injection site, I was right in one sense, but the other sense, I may have been wrong. So I'll talk about that a little bit. I'll eat my little crow wing on the break here with a little barbecue sauce on it. We'll come back and talk about that. Also looking at the bone marrow here with the whole situation, which your bone marrow producing red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets here. Found in the hip, mainly in your long bones and your legs, the stem cells producing those red blood cells and the white blood cells to fight infection, the platelets to carry out the clotting factors to stop a bleed. There's something very odd going on here also. Like I said, talking about the microemboli that are being thrown out there and stopping circulation to the pulmonary system itself. There's so many things going on. Like I said, the heart having a great affinity for ACE2 receptors, and we see myocarditis in young children now. Young teens, they're getting the second jab. It appears to be the second jab, not the first one, but the second one. It's almost like your first one is opening the door, and the second one is really closing the door and starting to do its work inside the cell, which later on takes down the organ itself. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. And I understand now that the CDC has now put a little warning label saying that, there's a little inflammatory process here with myocarditis and some inflammation and stuff, but still suggesting that the children get this experimental gene therapy jab. They're not going to take it off. They're not going to come out and say, this has got to stop. It's pretty sad. I think we're at the point, and I've said this before, there's many agencies in government. And the CDC is not part of government. It's under the umbrella. But maybe it's time to shut them down because they're not working on your best behalf. They're not looking out for your health. It's time to end the CDC and the FDA. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Red sun going down, way over Dirty Town. Stars there sweeping around, crazy show. Yes, and a girl is there, high heeling out across the square. The wind it blows around in her hair, and the flags upon the pole. Waiting in the crowd to cross at the light, she looks around to find a face she can hide.
And we are back. A little different bumper tonight. We're going kind of Dire Straits tonight. looking back at my old collection, I pulled it out today. I said, let's do some Dire Straits early stuff. Telephone number here, 1-800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. If you have the minutes, appreciate it. I'm going to hold off on calls for right now, but please keep that number handy. And I definitely want to hear what you have to say today. Let's hope we have a better turnout this week than we had last weekend. What was it, Father's Day weekend last week? And I had two calls. Wife said, you know, maybe next year at Father's Day, maybe not do the show. I don't know. People just listened and call in. Nothing to add to the conversation, but only two calls. That's pretty low for me. But, oh well. We won't talk about that. This article here I'm talking about, the spike protein is the killer. Beware of the messenger RNA vaccines, by Peter Koenig, I guess. Koenig. I'm going to read a couple excerpts I'm going to talk about here. To do so, you have to absolutely avoid taking or being coerced into accepting the messenger RNA non-vaccine experimental gene therapy, because that's what it is. The experiment is you. Already in SARS-1 of 2002-2003, the original affecting principally the Chinese genome, as did this first COVID-19 virus, more appropriately called SARS-CoV-2, is addressed the Chinese DNA. There's a researcher, skipping down, by the name of Josh Middledorf. And I like his little understanding and description of what the spike protein really is. The spike protein is the part of the virus structure that interferes with the host cell. SARS-1 and SARS-2 viruses both have spike proteins that bind to the human cell receptor called ACE2. It's common in lung cells, but also present in other parts of the body. Binding to the cell's ACE2 receptor is like the wolf knocking at the door of Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother's house. Hello, Grandma. I'm granddaughter. Please let me in. The virus is a wolf wearing a red cape and hood, pretending to be ACE2 enzyme molecule seeking entrance into the cell. Now, the inventor of the messenger RNA type of vaccine, Dr. Robert Malone, says that the vaccine causes lipid nanoparticles to accumulate in different organ tissues, and specifically in high concentration ovaries, meaning it will cause infertility or often miscarriages in pregnant women. What makes the messenger RNA vaccine, non-vaccine, better called by the CDC, assigned name experimental gene therapy, so dangerous? What makes it so dangerous is that it produces spike proteins throughout every single cell in the human body. The cause for this rapid and often deadly proliferation of the spike protein, what Dr. Jane Ruby, medical expert and pharmaceutical researcher, calls magnetofection, an aggressive magnetic gel delivery system included in the injection to transport the spike protein in warp speed into every cell of the human body. Now, that's why I want to eat my little bit of crow right there, because I know John and I were talking about this, and talking to one of our gurus at the network there, Tom. And they were kind of saying, you know, you can stick a magnet. Later on in the article, it'll tell you the greatest concentration of this lipid nanoparticle, this magnetofection, is at the entrance of the site for the inoculation. So, yes, it's in great quantity initially in that deltoid muscle. It's initially right there, great quantity. Yes, a magnet will stick to the Pfizer and the Moderna non-vaccine experimental gene therapy jab. Yes, it will, right there. The reason we didn't see it, by the time we started to think about it, and like I said, the reason for having an intramuscular vaccine or distribution is a slow release into the bloodstream, okay? It doesn't get there immediately. It dissipates and is carried later on by the bloodstream. It's a slow release. So there's a certain amount of time where you inject in the muscle there. It's going to be in great concentration. So now I understand that there is the possibility, at least I have not seen it personally, but it makes sense now that, as I said before, it doesn't stick around. Why would it stick? And I'm right. Within maybe an hour, half an hour to an hour, probably still have enough time maybe to stick that magnet. After that, I would say it's dissipated. It's gone in the circulation. You're not going to stick the magnet. So I'll enjoy on this next break here. I'll finish my crow wing with some barbecue sauce, and we'll come right back. All the time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old U.S. of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I'll work in the towns or conservate the prairies. And you can believe the future's ahead. I'll give the young the right to vote as soon as they mature. But
and we are back. The Birds. I want to grow up to be a politician. Perfect bumper for this show. Well, getting back to this article here, reading some of their excerpts there. The German manufacturer Chemical GmbH Berlin talks about the magnet gel and that it is not. It is not for human use. Not for human use. Of course, Moderna and Pfizer both know this. FDA knows this. And, of course, it's allowed. These are also very important things to take notes on here. If you're starting to be pressured about taking these non-experiment, I call them pseudo pseudo-vaccines. Let's call it a pseudo-vaccine because it's not a vaccine. These experimental gene therapies or pseudo-vaccine, shot, jab, whatever you want to call it, inoculation. This is important stuff to know, that what's in the cocktail itself is not for human consumption whatsoever, not to be used on humans. Very important to know. The magnofection transport system is so powerful that people who got their jab were able to stick magnets to their body at the injection site. The COVID non-vaccine injected lipid nanoparticles tell the body to produce the spike proteins. Thanks to the magnetic gel, they rapidly leave the injection site, so I was right, and accumulate in organs and tissues. The spike proteins being activated in virtually every cell of the human body are overwhelming the body's immune system, thus fighting it rather than enhancing it. Problems you're going to see, we already have seen, blood clotting problems, thrombosis, heart ailments, myocarditis, pericarditis, and even death. Like I said, the CDC whistleblower, 50,000 plus admitting. I hope this guy lives. I wish he could actually get on mainstream media. Talking about the potentially fatal effects, many of neurological nature may not show up immediately, but over a period of about 1 to 3 years, it will then be very difficult to trace it back to the vaccine. Don't you think they know that? Of course they know that. I don't know how much longer this nonsense is going to go on, to be honest with you, but you've been given some great information here on this article. Please go to LouRockwell.com, find the article, and you want to copy that one. Actually, I copied it. I'm going to keep it in my little archives here. But I found it interesting. Like I said, I haven't seen a magnet stick personally, but now it makes perfect sense that initially, yes, you can, initially. But it didn't last long, so. But there was some fraud thrown there on there also. I assumed that the initial part of it when I was talking about it, that it was probably just to kookify us a little bit, to make us look stupid, and then, of course, throw something else. We keep going for it, and then they laugh, and they say, well, now you have zero credibility. But this article says it, that it is possible, with especially the Pfizer and the Moderna. But if you never take one, so you'll never know, but maybe if you bump into somebody who just got it and came back, slap a magnet on it. Don't even tell them what you're doing. Just say, hey, stay still. When did you get it? Yeah, an hour ago. Here, let me just try something. Boom, there it sticks. It doesn't stick. So that's something to think about. A lot off my chest here. But I'm glad I figured this whole alveoli thing, the shutting down the lungs, the air sacs. I was just wondering, what's going on there? What's going on? And the myocarditis, it all makes perfect sense. A lot of H2 receptors on the myocardium, the heart itself. So basically, overwhelming the system itself with the spike proteins, and it's attacking the myocardium. It's terrible, terrible stuff. I can't believe it. This is people lining up for extermination. Only could happen. Lining up for extermination. Can you believe this? I don't know. All right, let's talk about coming up on school. Be coming back before you know it. The summer will be over. We just started the summer solstice on the 21st of June here. And it won't be long before kids are back in school. I know the schools are pushing really hard to these mandatory. I'm glad we mentioned that word mandatory, because I am not going to celebrate July 4th. I haven't for a long time. Actually, this year I am going to fly a flag. I'm going to fly an American flag, except it's going to be at half mast and it's going to be inverted. Yes, that means a nation in distress. I'm waiting to see how many of my neighbors or how many people come by and stop to say, hey, you know, your flag is upside down. Yeah, it is. And it's that way for a purpose. How many rights, how many freedoms do you have to lose? I mean, it should be so obvious here. We lost a slew of rights and freedoms after 9/11, and they never came back. You've lost rights and freedoms with COVID, and they're not coming back. So why are we celebrating? What are we celebrating now on July 4th? what freedom do we have remaining? And then you got the nut job and the cackling hyena there in the White House, the resident and Harris in the White House, and they're looking to take more rights and freedoms and give themselves more power. So why are we okay with this? Why are we going to celebrate July 4th? Why are we going to have fireworks, waste time with fireworks? Why are we going to eat hot dogs, guzzle beer, eat potato salad, fried chicken, watermelon, all those good stuffs? And are we going to, is that going to drown out? Is that going to make us forget what we've lost? I'm angry about that. And I'm not screaming this year yet, but then that's next week, and I probably will then. But we have nothing to celebrate. We have nothing to celebrate. If you understand mandates remove your rights and your freedoms, so you're not free. Talk about mask mandates, vaccine mandates, this mandate. We got a new strain now. We got a new strain called Delta, another fear factor. Let's pump the fear back up again. Where do you feel free? Still standing in line 6 feet behind the other guy. People still wearing masks. Even they've been given the jab, they're still wearing the mask, like my neighbor back in California. Why are you still wearing the mask? Well, I'm still unsure. I got both of the shots, but I'm still kind of scared, and I'm still unsure of other people who haven't had it. Psychological COVID. I mean, that's pretty sad. We've created a whole new psychological diagnosis now with all this. And I don't know. There's nothing to celebrate. Like I said, I can't wait to see if anybody even notices, or somebody's going to say, oh, you just got it upside down. Oh, do you want me to help you change? No, I don't want you to help it change it. I'm not. No. As a matter of fact, I took a step this week. You know, we talk about being canceled because what we say, somebody doesn't like what you have to say, I'm going to cancel you. I'm going to cancel you. I'm going to see about you getting you fired. I'm going to cancel you. Well, I canceled somebody myself this week. I did. I actually canceled somebody. I feel really good about it. I canceled John Legend. John Legend will never be played on any of my jazz shows for any vocals. I'm done with John Legend. There's some good tracks I had, but I'm not going to play John Legend. He's a sellout. He's selling out blacks again. He evidently either knows about Tuskegee or he doesn't give a damn. They paid him so much damn money that he's going to sell out blacks. Spike Lee is selling out blacks. Morgan Freeman is selling out blacks. The commercials on TV from Vrbo and from Walgreens, it's safe. You can get it now. It's free. And if that doesn't work, we'll put you in a lottery, the hat in the lottery there, and you can maybe win $1 million or gift cards or video games and maybe some weed, maybe some donuts, some beer to wash it down. All those things because they cannot provide the science, first of all, of necessity. Do we really need it? No, you don't. No, that's the bottom line. I start from, is it necessary? Do we really need a vaccine? No, we don't. Survivability is very, very high. Unless you have comorbidities or annoying health problems, you're in good shape. You're going to do fine if you have an immune system. Okay? So necessity. Is it necessity? No, there's no necessity. Don't need it. Okay. Is it a vaccine? No, it's not a vaccine. Why is it not a vaccine? I've asked this question to a lot of people. I'm trying to reach John Rappaport to say, John, I think I figured out something. What do you think about this? Why didn't they, if they have actually isolated this virus, and they have it, then why not go the traditional route, which has worked for every other vaccine that they have in their lineup, the measles, mumps, rubella, other than they're stacking them all together, but vaccines that are weakened, what they call a live attenuated virus, that is the normal pathway for making a vaccine. So why didn't they, if they've isolated this thing and they have it, then why go GMO? I mean, think about it. Why go GMO when you had success in the past with the live attenuated virus? Why would they do that? Because the live attenuated virus, the weakened virus, cannot change your DNA. That's why. This is about flipping on the switch of your DNA, bringing out some terrible things, diseases, flipping on this and that, and it can't go away. And it progresses on and on, and then you get organ failure and other problems on down the road. Just watch the numbers the next couple years of the number of autoimmune disorders that pop up, the cardiac events that pop up, you name it, diabetes, lupus, you name it, autoimmune. This stuff, these numbers are going to increase. People now are sicker than they've ever been before. And you thought you saw enough TV commercials on TV for pharmaceuticals? Hey, that's all you're going to see next couple years. More drugs to give you back some kind of quality of life from what you've lost. Will anybody put the pieces of the puzzle together to say, why are people so sick now? Why are people sicker now, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years later from this episode of all this jab stuff here? Why are they all so much sicker? Is anybody going to put the pieces of that puzzle together and figure out and trace it back to this pseudo-vaccine? I already have. I'm looking for it. I'm going to keep the stats. I'm going to watch it. And I'm pretty sure I'm right on this one. I'm pretty sure. Because that's why they went with the messenger RNA. That's the only thing that could work with flipping the switch on and changing and modifying your DNA, and to meet the objective for this whole operation, Operation COVID. They can't do it with a live attenuated virus. They must use GMO. And now we got GMO everything. We got GMO mosquitoes. We got GMO tuna, GMO bananas. I guess they're talking about bananas are going to go extinct, and now we have to do with the banana here. We have a GMO banana. Mosquitoes released in Key West, Florida weeks ago. GMO tuna, GMO salmon. What is going on with the genetically modified? Why do we do this? If you're trying to eliminate and depopulate the world, and you keep telling me that GMO is to bring more food to the table because you're getting scarcity in certain areas, we have to produce more and more and more. Doesn't make sense, does it? I saw a clip last night from, what was his name, the mogul from, he used to be married to Ted Turner, married to Jane Fonda, talking about 95% population reduction, leaving the planet at 250 to 300 million people, genocide. There's too many mouths to feed. We got to do something. Too many people passing gas. Too many people eating, too much gluttony. We must bring down the population. This is Nazis. This is what the Nazis did. And somebody called him on that. Eugenics, genocide. This is amazing. But the thinking is there. These people that meet once a year, Sonoma County, the Bilderbergs, that's what they do. And this thing was planned out a long time ago. They just happened to start it early. Agenda 21, later on, changed it to Agenda 2030. Let's kick it in gear. Let's get it going faster now. Maybe by 2050. Maybe it won't be 2030, but maybe we'll accomplish our goal of decreasing the population by the year 2050. We're seeing shortages now. Protein shortages. We're seeing shortages of this, that. Supply chain shortages. Caused by this big super container. But then we're seeing food shortages. And you have a big drought in California, which is always a drought. What's going on? This is all very, very planned out. This is all very purposeful. Changing the weather, chemtrails, California. You got fires coming up pretty soon too, by the way. Season will be here. They have no water. And what water they do have, they'll use to put out fires. Or maybe they'll just let it all burn. You know, this big budget of Biden with infrastructure. I think he was talking $6 trillion total. Not sure if he got the entire amount. But if you have ongoing year-to-year drought problems in California, don't you think you ought to think about desalination plants? You got an ocean over there. How about tapping that and taking the salt out of it and using that for your water source? How about that? If you can pump oil all over the planet, why can't you pump the water? Sure you can, but they don't want to. You see, they want to decimate California. And Paul Preston, good guy, I love you, man, but splitting the state in two, it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. It's not going to happen. And if you ever did split the state, what you would inherit the state, part of the state, would be destroyed. It would be charred. It will be nothing. And he told me, we'll rebuild. We'll rebuild, Steve. We'll rebuild it if they do that. I know they're causing these fires on purpose. And you know what? And they'll come back and they'll reburn. Because they're not done. They're not done. Taking your calls when we come back. Andy in Texas, hold on. We'll come right back to you. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land.
I'll make you glad you got me in with everything I do. And I'll defend until the end the old red, white, and blue. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, the word is out and I learned. I can live.
And we're back. This is Off the Beaten Path. You know, I was just thinking about that clip I saw from Ted Turner. And his rationale was that evidently he knows something we don't know, is that there's going to be a great famine. No food, and people are going to be starving and fighting for food. So let's just do them the favor now. Let's just thin the population out so we don't reach this level where we have no food and people fighting for food, killing each other for food. So I'll just do you a favor. I'll play God, and we'll just get rid of 95% of the population. Ted Turner said that. That was his rationale. We need to thin the planet out. We have too many people on the earth. Of course, he has five children himself. They mentioned that. By the way, you have five. Well, we're not talking about me, but I'm an elite. You know, elites are totally different. They don't fall in the category. We want to get rid of the sheeple, you know, the people with, you know, they don't think. The ones who are lining up right now to get their free pseudo-vaccine. Get rid of those people. Let's go to the phones here. Andy in Texas, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for letting me on the show. Hey, you know, you're talking about desalinization and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, on the West Coast, as far as go. But, you know, a few years back, I recall a young kid in Oregon who, some sort of science fair that he was in or whatnot, but he showed a very simple way to desalinize.
Yeah.
I mean, and all you had to do was expand what his model was. But, I mean, he showed a very easy way. It was almost like in a jar of how to desalinate. So it was, I mean, that was just crazy. These people are nuts, man. We got this water problem, but we got oceans of water. That's not what I called for, though. I want people to understand that we're really nearing the very end of any kind of society that we thought we had, because government is not working for us in any way, shape, or form anymore. And the courts are not working for us. And, well, there's a couple of courts that have done some pretty good decisions in recent history here. But we really don't have that representation. And what we've got is a whole bunch of lawyers that are our representatives and senators and whatnot. And that's what the 13th Amendment was about. We were supposed to not, I mean, that's how they changed it. And then corporations came in. You know, we have these corporations. They had a platform. And all, I mean, they had to go in, apply for whatever. 2 years, we want to do this, you know, and then they had to come back and apply for another one. But instead, we just went ahead and let them become corporations. And, I mean, there's a lot more to that story. But, I mean, so we've really let ourselves go, and really it's our fault. It's our fault. Because it's their fault, too. They gave us a reason to trust them. They gave us a patriot idea. They gave us the thoughts of being a patriot and such. And so we thought, you know, we can trust these people. And so look what we got.
Well, the problem is, Andy, we didn't realize we were part of a corporate fascism.
That's true.
The money buys everything. Yeah.
And that's the funny thing. And because there shouldn't be this much money, because we don't have any gold to back it. It's all fiat, and we're well past the 45 years that any fiat currency has ever lasted.
Yep. Hey, there's music going there, Andy. Thank you for your call.
All right.
Second hour coming up.
Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.